cool.
It's cool.
It's cool. It's on here.
Your own.
It's my favorite.
One Love Radio. We got this. Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, I'm Naomi Chisengela Mwanza. The headlines. Leadership movement bemoans lack of leadership in the country. Zamora and MCAZ sign memorandum of understanding. Trident Football Club parts ways with technical team. Now the news in detail. The leadership movement has bemoaned the lack of leadership in the country that has caused the nation to remain backwards in technology and development despite having mineral wealth. Party President Richard Silumbe has stated that Zambia has capacity to make its own medicines, but the current and past leadership has not invested in equipment and machinery. He has stated that it is a shame that former presidents have to go abroad to access medical treatment. He has lamented that Zambia has no leaders but politicians who only focus on politicking instead of national development.
When we come into power, we are going to produce our own medicines. We want to revamp the aspect of production. Refuaya pamonga vena Zambia fwevene tule ipangile miti. Tatufuye tu avafe vana mwele pete. Tule lomba isha fe kufiaro findi. Iyo, pantu va muisa. Ba zile tama companies yavo, like SQM, Mopani, Nefia, Sharama, Mine, Vat Sender, Omukuba, Vat Sender, First Quantum Minerals, Twalikwata Sujirite, Twalikwata Namanganese, Fish Twatch, that Twalibi Kamo Monse Muyamuma, Muma, Mumigold, Twalibi Kamo Vakapola, Navazedenes, Ukukanya, Vena Zambia, Elomukuba, Ulefuma, Vamuisangavaisa, Vasendom Kuava, Ifi, Sintifile to Kalipa, among our leadership movement. But to Alimonoko at Kuena for Vena Zambia, our sure.
Meanwhile, Mr. Silumbe has bemoaned the mindset of waiting on foreigners to develop the nation through mining and other areas. He has since called on Zambians to get rid of their colonial mindset and ensure they elect leaders with a mindset of developing the nation by themselves.
Tansha baba nenzwa mwisa babumbiro mchata cha kwa Jehova. That's why bapangira ne vintu no mbai mwa na mwele pete mwali losing ya quality ichata cha kwa lesa kula lomba ijare ilo twakwata sujira chiste tre panga ma battery ma electric battery kuya kuli ba mwisa ne vintu amwele bakateka besu vaya kuli ba mwisa basancha tawe ama Americans veka eva kalatenda lithium mucharoches not kwata lithium leo twapera ba mwisa abantu wale sanga gold wale imba fena ama piki na ama shaveo mano nshikuya muku kanya vena Zambia wali mwona papeni pafitunshi tunshi kumufumbwe abantu wale sanga gold abantu wale imba na ama piki na ama shaveo wale sanga ama 10 grams 20 grams instead na vena wakwate moru vali mano nshikuteko kutumako waka pokora no kupoka fionse.
Airtel Zambia has today launched a landmark inclusive customer service initiative aimed at enhancing accessibility for persons with disabilities across its service touchpoints. The launch held at the Airtel head office in Lusaka, officiated by the Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, and attended by stakeholders from the Zambia Agency for Persons with Disability and other stakeholders. Under this new initiative, 8 Airtel shops in Lusaka province now have staff trained in basic sign language to support customers with hearing impairments Airtel's customer service charter is now available in Braille. Speaking on behalf of the Zambia Information Communication Technology Authority, ZICTA, Manager Consumer Affairs, Mr. Edgar Mlauzi, has applauded Airtel for creating a customer experience that respects diversity and champions equal access. Mlauzi says ZICTA, as a regulator, is encouraged by this step and remain committed to fostering an ICT environment where no one is left behind. Meanwhile, Zambia Agency for Persons with Disabilities, ZAPD, Research Manager Ms. Ruth Litebele, has commended Airtel for demonstrating leadership and sensitivity to the needs of persons with disabilities.
Allow me to thank Airtel for this very special activity, breaking barriers, training of staff in sign language, and all other activities that we also had, the translating of materials into Braille, and also just to know that this program will also be rolled out to other provinces. Kudos to Airtel. Thank you very much. I must actually mention that this activity that Airtel has done is in line with the Persons with Disabilities Act number 6 of 2012, Division 5, Section 40A.
The Zambia NGO Watch Forum has embarked on financial management training for staff from member organizations that handle finance before giving grants to those that will qualify later. Speaking at a financial management training in Kafue District, Water Voices United Project WVU Deputy Project Manager Devin Ngoma stated that the NGO Watch Forum had identified various bottlenecks across the membership. He explained that the training was intended to address these issues specifically concerning finances and grant management. Mr. Ngoma noted that the training also served as preparation for participants who might succeed in acquiring grants from the project.
If you are hoping to position yourself for bigger funding, you cannot continue as business as usual. Once upon a time, the forum was sitting on your side. We were small and we had a very weak financial system. And we knew that if we didn't strengthen the if we continue to exist as small, we would never, that no one would ever trust us to give us a big grant. No one will trust you. Right? Because in the Bible, we say, if you are not faithful, you know how will you be faithful in the
Meanwhile, Zambia NGO Watch Forum coordinator, Ms. Vuvala Muyovwe Mumba, stated that the Watch Forum had once been a small and relatively weak organization, and gaining trust and access to larger funding had been a challenge. She noted that people tend to be left behind if they lack the tools to participate in important dialogues and decision-making spaces, particularly in the development sector. The Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority, ZAMRA, and the Medicines Control Authority of Zimbabwe, MCAZ, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, aimed at enhancing cooperation in the regulation of medical products between the two countries. The strategic partnership aims to enhance regulatory functions through collaboration in areas such as detection of substandard and force-fueled medicines, track and trace systems, nanotechnology and biotechnology for medicines, vaccine and active pharmaceutical ingredient, API production and other emerging scientific and regulatory domains. Speaking at the signing event, MCAZ Director General Mr. Richard Rukwata says the collaboration marks a significant milestone in regional regulatory convergence. He says by working together, ZAMRA and MCAZ will leverage each other's expertise and resources to strengthen the fight against substandard and falsified medical products and promote public health and safety in both nations. Meanwhile, ZAMRA Director General Mr. Makomani Sianga says the partnership underscores the shared commitment to ensuring that only safe-effective and quality-assured medical products are accessible on markets. Chief Milo of the Lala people in the Serenge district of Central Province has called for improved capacity